Luke 8, starting at 40. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue.
That's right.
And he fell down at Jesus' feet. He's a ruler and fell down at Jesus' feet.
Yes.
Only a lot of our rulers need to fall down.
Yeah, my
God. Hallelujah.
And besought him that he would come into his home. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And we're going to stop right there. Where I started at, the people waited on him. And as I said, I got to reading on him. Why was they waiting on him? And I got to back it up. See where I'm trying to get?
Yes.
I knew where I was wanting to go with this. I knew what passage I would want to stay with. But I was wanting to know, why was they waiting on him? So I backed up, then I confused myself more. Do we not all do that?
Amen. Yes.
Then I got to reading in the other part, you know. Where he healed the man before that.
He was on time.
Yes.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Got on the ship and took off. Showed up here. Told him to go out and tell him. I confused myself.
Blessed you.
So I'm going to try to simplify it.
Lesson more.
Stick to here.
Yes.
Stick to here.
Blessed you.
He's just walking along. This man, Jerry, has come to him and said, my daughter is dying.
Right.
How many of us were not chasing down, knock somebody down, get them out of the way, and get
right,
them out of the scene and say, hey, pray for my daughter.
Yeah.
That's my daughter. They're lost.
Amen. Amen.
My son.
Praise the Lord.
Come on.
Mother, father, cousins. How many of us would knock people out of the way to get to Jesus?
Right.
Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus.
And then it stops there. And at 43, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could it be healed of anything.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise
God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's
the way the Lord works.
That ain't got nothing to do with Jairus.
Oh,
I feel better now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Do we not all read the Bible and get confused?
Amen.
Yes.
But all we have to do is step back and say, I got it.
Right.
I want more.
Yes.
Come on. I want to study this.
Yes. Come on.
I want to be that woman. Say, hey, Jesus comes. He's got his attention. I just want to touch his garment.
Amen. Yes.
I just want to touch his garment.
Yes.
I almost want to pick up where his foot came with that sand.
Oh, yes.
It's just laying.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
But just to touch his garment.
Praise God.
Amen.
And you know, it's all she asked for.
Try.
Is this woman simple-minded? Jesus coming through there, I want to throw my arms around her.
Right. Amen.
But yet it says the woman had enough faith in her. She just looked at this.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
To be healed. And what happened? She laid her dying.
No.
Amen.
She sat there and she got mad. She
didn't
She got mad at these other people because they got in her way.
Come on.
She gave up and just walked home. Oh, he didn't touch me. He didn't look at me. He would not do that.
Amen.
Patience had her perfect words. Thank God. Thank God.
He didn't even touch him. But yet he knew that she touched his garment.
Yes, amen.
How many of us have been shopping or been somewhere and bump into us all the time and this and that? Physical. touch your garment? Jesus knew that.
Yes.
Amen.
Why? Because it said it may hurt you. Yes.
Yes.
Praise God.
Came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately, not in a couple hours, not tomorrow, not next week, not even next month. What's that say? Immediately?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
How many of us have been touched immediately? How many of us give our life to God right here? Immediately.
Yes, amen.
Comes into your life.
Immediately forgets.
Yes. Forgives.
Amen.
Everything has happened in the past.
Amen.
Immediately.
Yes.
Not gradually.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I'm afraid right now, let's get started.
Yes.
It's like buying a vehicle.
Amen.
We'll start on the paperwork. We'll get started here. And in a couple of days from now, we'll finally have that baby.
Amen.
No, it's immediately.
Yes.
Yes.
How God touches us.
Amen.
How God leads us.
Amen.
Immediately.
Amen.
That's right. Praise God.
Why? Because he's always on time.
Yes.
Never left.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Amen.
Immediately.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Immediately, her issue of blood stanched.
Amen.
And Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, he didn't say it hateful.
That's right.
He didn't say it, "Who touched me? I want to know." He probably said, "Who touched me?"
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
Just by hearing him say, "Who touched me?" You can, I guarantee you, you hear the love in that.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God.
When all denied, and I got stuck on that, when all denied. Nowadays, the corrupt world, the way people are, it's when somebody say, "It's me. I need something."
Amen.
Would that not be scary?
Amen.
A lot of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
To try to get you something from Jesus, and you lied?
Amen.
But it's just a little one, because I wanted to.
God help.
How many of us have seen people do that, or done it themselves?
God help.
Yes.
To feel better at the moment.
Come on. Come on.
Bless him.
To feel better at the moment.
Bless him right now.
It cost you your life.
That's right.
To feel better at that one moment will cost you your whole life.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Praise God. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus said, "Somebody had touched me before I perceived that virtue is gone out of me."
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
So it means she got something because it left him and she got it.
Amen.
And then you get to thinking about it. All right, nobody spoke up. This woman got what he's got. How come she ain't shouting? How come she ain't running around saying, "Hey, I've been healed. I've been touched."
Right. Praise God.
She's making sure.
Yes. Amen. That's a good point.
Why? Because she's been to every physician. She's been knocked down, dragged out. Yep. Had people tell her, "You're going to die because nothing we can do for
her." Amen.
Think about it, because back then they didn't have the doctors and x-ray machines and blood pumps and everything else.
Yes.
She's going to die.
Yes.
But yet she knew that Jesus was a man. He had the direct line. The direct pick line.
Praise God.
Yes. You get that blood flowing right.
Praise God.
I need that from your nurse in there. The direct pick line to change her blood, to change her life.
Amen.
Now, how lucky is this woman? I mean, she's got her blood changed now. And I guarantee her spirit her inner body, everything else she has is changing now.
Right.
Just by touching the hem of his garment.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Why? Mm-hmm. What's it say? And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared unto him, before all the people, for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. There it says that again, immediately.
Praise
I don't believe it's lying about that immediately.
Amen. Huh?
Bless him, Lord. Bless right now, Lord.
And he said unto her, daughters.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Daughter.
Son.
Yes.
You belong to me.
Amen.
We're all one.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not an orphan.
Amen, brother.
You may have a family, but to be the son or daughter of Jesus. Talk about a Christmas.
Oh, praise God.
And that old-fashioned song, The Family Circle.
Oh,
do we not have a family circle?
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And it won't be broken.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God.
And it doesn't even take duct tape or glue, does it?
That's right.
Huh?
That is right.
Praise
through
God.
The blood.
Amen.
Hell, we are each and every one of us together by the blood.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Hallelujah.
Go in peace.
Amen.
Amen.
So touching the garment really didn't do anything.
Oh, yes, it did.
Yeah.
Our faith did.
Come on.
Amen.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Have your way.
But yet she touched the garment of Jesus.
Have your way.
What was in the garment made a difference.
Come on.
Her faith.
Somebody dying of a blood disorder like that, when they tell her she's not going to be able to make it, and she had faith, they got her through.
That's right, brother. You did.
Yes.
That woman's crazy. I got faith. I'm going to be a millionaire one of these days. Is there not a difference in faith?
Yes, there are.
Amen.
I'll put my faith in Jesus anyway.
Yes. Amen.
I'll put my faith in the Word. I'll put my faith in the man of God that tells me the Word. No matter what I go, what I see, I'll put my faith in that any day.
Yes.
Why? Because I'm fortunate. I know the beginning. And I know the end.
Amen.
And you look around today and see the calamity that's going on around us. Mm-hmm. Tell me the end is not coming close.
Come on, man. Amen. Come on.
Oh, amen. I've heard that my whole life.
Yeah.
Growing up in a Christian home, my father being a preacher, my mother, prayer warrior. Yeah. Heard that my whole life. When I was a teenager, I said, Mom, quit saying that. God's coming back soon. Quit saying it. I'm tired of hearing it. I want to be old. I'm ready to go right now. I love my children. My children ain't grown their life yet, but I'm ready to go now because I'm ready.
Yes.
And I'm ready.
Yes.
And I know that I know that I know.
Yes,
amen.
Thank God, brother.
Hear me? I know that I know that I know.
Yes.
Praise God.
I can know something.
Praise God.
But if you know that you know that you know.
Amen.
Jesus.
I mean, that's second and third guessing.
That's right.
That's second and third answers. That's correct. Because if you know that you know that you know.
Amen.
No doubt.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise. That is where faith is.
Right.
Praise God.
That woman knew that she knew that she knew Jesus could heal her.
Yes, it is.
Even knowing that she thought touching the hem of his garment was going to heal her.
Yes.
In reality, it was her faith.
Praise God.
That healed her. And you know, we get to reading on this and harping on it. How lucky these people were to be in Jesus' day.
Right.
You know, to have Jesus walk down the street. But yet, they had a hard life. Mm-hmm. These people were from daylight to dark by hand.
Amen.
Nowadays, I splice fiber optics. If I don't have that machine to do most of my work, I set it up and everything by hand, but the machine doesn't rest. Back in those days, you done everything by hand.
Amen. Yes.
You made your tools to work with that day.
Praise God.
But yet, be in the presence of Jesus.
Amen.
Would make it worth it.
The Lord. Amen.
Would be worth it all to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
But then he goes on. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Jesus, you didn't come to my house like I asked you to touch my daughter, to heal my daughter. You didn't touch my daughter to heal her. Now she's dead. How many people would we know, even Christians, loved ones, older, heavy set in the Bible, in the Word, church, every Wednesday night, Sunday night, but we get mad because Jesus wasn't on time.
Amen. That's right. Praise God.
I'm sorry.
Praise God.
Because he's not on time. But yet, think about it. He's on time.
Amen. Amen.
He's on time because he has a way about it to see. I'd say he is going to see where you're going to step next. Yeah, I can. You know, I had a hard time believing in deathbed repentance.
Praise God.
I had a hard time with it. And I'm just going to be serious with you. I mean, living in a Christian home my whole life. I never got to go to parties, never done nothing. I played ball and went straight home. Mom was my best friend. I was the baby out of seven. I was the best one out of the bunch. You didn't believe you asked my mom, she did. But I enjoyed that. I didn't want to party. I seen all these other kids get in trouble for drinking and get in trouble for this and that. But you know, we lived in the parsonage behind the church. I had to live a certain way. Let me think about it. I had to live a certain way. It was expected of me to live a certain way. Come on. I didn't have to. Because I couldn't hold on to Daddy's coattail to make it into heaven.
Right.
So I got 12-year-old when Mama whooped me down and this and that and that. I seen the light.
Amen.
I knew right then and there, Jamie Shaver's got to get Jamie Shaver into heaven.
Yes.
Well, my mom and Daddy tells me and shows me, helps me along.
Right.
Helps grow. I've been fortunate to live in that my whole life.
Praise God.
But yet, I still had stumbles.
Praise
God. I still had heartache. I still had troubles. Why? Because, as I said a few minutes ago, I stepped in the way.
Right.
Amen.
I can do this. I can do that. And I got in God's time period.
Right.
And I made God late.
Good point.
I made him late.
Good point.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He's standing there waiting.
Come on.
How many of us can't stand men? Can't stand them sit waiting on our wife going in shopping or this and that. God's always waiting for
us. Right, man.
No matter how much you're saving or living right or doing right, he's still waiting for something.
Amen.
He may be just waiting on you to say, Brother Olay.
Right, brother. Good morning.
God bless
you. Amen.
That's all it is.
That's it.
You know, beat him over the head. God bless you. And I believe he encouraged that. takes it in, but he doesn't get the big chest of us. Not that he's expecting that out of us. But praise God, in our own way, and each and every one of us have our own way of serving God. That's all he expects.
Yes.
That's what he keeps saying. It is so simple, but yet we make it complicated. Even when it's hard to step back and let him take control.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A lot of guys asked me, said, how do you know how to do this telephone work? I said, I've done it for 31 years. My father trained me and my three brothers. Brother-in-law's trained us all. And I never understood how Dad sat back. Because contracting, most of those guys are here today, gone tomorrow.
Try.
Amen.
I screw it up, I ain't going to be here tomorrow. So we get a bad rep as being a contractor. And not that I'm having to go in and show how different I am. I'm going in and doing like Dad did. And I said, how in the world can you do that? Just hang back. And let people look at you and say, there's something different than that. That makes you feel better than going in and saying, hey, I'm a Christian. Y'all better start not cussing, not ranting and raving. Y'all better leave me alone because I'm a Christian. I'm better than every one of you.
I'm out.
That's right. Praise God.
To have somebody that looks at you and can tell there's something different about you.
Praise God.
Makes us fail.
That boasts me more than anything in this world. I'm kidding.
Praise God.
And now I understand.
Praise
as I said, as we can get over and pay attention and learn from our brothers and sisters.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
The difference, the way it ought to be, not the way we need it to be.
Praise God. Jesus.
And then he goes on. While he yet spake, there cometh from the ruler of the synagogue, 49th house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only.
Try.
Yes, praise God.
And she shall be made whole.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Blessed Lord.
So true.
Fear not.
Praise God.
Blessed Lord.
But she's dead.
Amen.
How can you not fear that?
Come on.
And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father of them and the mother of the maiden.
Yes.
And then you wonder why. Wonder why he kept everybody else out, but yet these few.
Amen.
Because he knew Peter, James, and John, they're following him. They're on the same page that he's on. He didn't want somebody to look in and say, hey, I want to see what's going on so I can tell the rest of them witchcraft or whatever's going on. He wanted people that believe.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Think about it. You get bad off sick, you want a mother or a grandmother or a church member that you know that is right on time with
Amen. That's right.
That is doing what they're trying to do to serve God. You want them to pray for you.
That's right.
That's the point Jesus is making.
Right.
Praise
God. But that's the reason he didn't want a lot of people in there too, because he wasn't a showboater.
Amen.
That's right.
He wanted the ones that was really going to believe and pray.
That's right.
For the healing, because Jesus didn't heal.
Praise God.
Praise God. God.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Jesus didn't heal. Let's go and see what it says by that. I'll leave it at that. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed. him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saved, made arise.
Amen.
Her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat.
Amen.
And her parents were astonished. But he charged them that they should tell no man what was done.
Amen.
That was our blessing.
Praise God.
God was on time.
Yes.
God was on time.
Amen.
Yes.
And took control. Even though the people stood there and laughed at him. And that makes me madder than fire. Somebody stand there and laugh.
Right.
Learned that at an early age. My father said, son, don't you fight. I used to love to fight when I was a kid. I grew up in Virginia. You had to fight where I grew up. And I loved it. But then I finally changed my life. I got God in me.
Amen.
I see the difference to love one another.
That's right.
Even though after that, somebody would really get into me. My dad would say, son, just laugh at me. Dad, people's cussing me out. How am I going to laugh at that? Go ahead, laugh at me. Cuss at me more.
Come on, brother.
Bring it on. My ego was too big for that. Dad! Okay, I'm laughing. Is that not the way it is out in the world?
It is.
Tie your hands back behind your back. Take it off. You got to be dull, dear Christian. Huh? I guarantee you one thing. You see this man at Walmart. He's going to be shouting. He's going to be praying in Walmart.
Amen.
And he's not dull.
Amen.
Huh? They can call me whatever they want.
Amen.
Yes, I am a king's kid.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
I know who my father is.
That's right.
I know who the main father is.
Amen.
Amen.
But he's always on time.
Right? Yes, he is.
No matter what's going on or what we're facing, he's always on time.
Right. Never fail.
But yet it took 3 days for me to get my miracle. What happened in those 3 days? I was reading a story about a woman that was in a hospital. Stayed in the hospital for 3 days. She prayed every day. The doctor even came in and prayed with her. And you know, to have a doctor to pray with you, that's unethical.
Amen. That's right.
I had a doctor pray with me, did I not? But the doctor prayed with her. She prayed for 3 days. They kept feeding her, kept doing this and that, this and that. Third day, she was healed.
Praise God.
She didn't understand why.
Praise God.
You know, but she had something serious wrong. I was just reading on this. She said, but God wasn't there. He didn't do nothing. The doctor had done stuff for
her.
Oh,
Lord God.
Oh, praise God.
And then she found out all they would do is just give her an IV. She had lupus.
Wow.
She had lupus.
Oh, man.
IV's not going to cure lupus.
No.
And then she really got to thinking. There's a higher power here.
Amen.
So she went to her pastor.
Amen.
And that's what happened. He said, sis, you did such.
Right.
And didn't even know it. How many of us have received miracles and didn't know it?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Didn't pay attention to it.
Hallelujah.
Me and my wife, ever since I started preaching, we thank God for everything.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Everything. Yes.
Right.
Praise God.
We sat up by the fire the other night, just sitting there looking around. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For bread.
Praise God.
You know, we take it for granted.
Yes.
Do we not?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And just to have a child that's dying.
That's right, brother.
You see, you don't have to have a child dying. You don't have to have something major wrong with you to serve God.
Amen.
That's right. Or to praise His
name.
Amen.
He give you breath. He give you another second on earth. He give you an opportunity to say, hello, brother, hello, sister. What we do with it is up to us.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It's up to us. If we want a miracle, something like that, we got to have faith.
Amen.
And we got to believe.
Amen.
The woman had faith. The man believed. To have a boat. And that's what I kept praying. She had faith. He believed.
Right.
I want them both. I want it all.
Amen.
I'm greedy. But I'll share with you because I love you.
Amen.
Because we're all in the same boat. And we don't even have to paddle.
Right. Good point.
We don't even have to paddle.
That's right.
The current's taking us the right way.
Amen.
Not that it's a free ride, though.
Right.
Not get that wrong. It's not a free ride. We got to do our part.
Exactly.
Amen. Each and every one of us got to do our part.
Amen.
And that's what I'm thankful for God. He doesn't have to smack me down. He doesn't have to hurt one of my family members or loved ones to get me to the place where I need to pray with Him. Shame on us. Think about it. 9 times out of 10, that's when people want to pray.
Praise God.
And this man will never call a person out by name for something happened like that. But guarantee you, I'm not speaking to nobody for years. Well, one day they'll call him. Brother Tim, can you pray for me for this?
Yeah.
That's dangerous ground.
Sad, but true, brother.
Use God like a tissue.
Sad. Yes.
I want Him all the time.
Me too. Man.
You know, I want to feel this every day.
Amen, brother. Yes.
Because life changes.
Yes, it does.
You can ask my wife, you can ask my brothers or family members. Ever since the Lord has called me, my world's changed upside down. God, why didn't you do this years ago? Well, you did do it years ago, but I wouldn't listen. I'm going to do it on my time. But to try to get up here and do this on your own, y'all read this and we'll talk about it later. We can all.
Come on.
Come on.
Yes.
Because I would. I wouldn't even speak to people.
Sad, but true.
But you make me get up here and yearn for the word.
Yes.
To get more in depth in it.
Yes.
Each and every story.
Amen.
Gets you more and more fired up. Because one thing leads to another. And that's the whole moral of the whole story. God's always on time.
Right.
Amen.
But you start from one story, and if it doesn't make you hungry, what happened before this? And I admit it, the Bible makes me read backwards. Because what happened? Hold on, what got me here? Then I step up here and read this. Well, I gotta see what happened here.
Yes.
But you watch a series of movies or something, you gotta watch it from day one on out.
Yes. No.
I wanna go to the front of the Bible now.
Amen.
Praise God.
To see where it takes me.
Praise God.
Even knowing I got hung up on this because I said, hold on, I've seen this story before. Yes, it confused me. I started laughing about it. Because the same story is in Mark 5, 35-38.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in this Luke 8:49-52.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 9:23-26.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
And it says it three times in the Bible, it must mean something.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
It must mean something.
Yes.
It's catching somebody's attention to say, hey, you missed it here. Maybe you'll catch it here.
Amen.
It's going to mean something.
Amen.
The Bible's not dull as you think it is.
Praise
it God. Keeps you on your toes.
Right.
But preachers have got it easy. God gives them everything. No, he doesn't. He leads us in the right direction.
Praise God.
And then we take it from there. And then we yearn for it and study harder.
Right.
And get that feeling in us saying, hey, I want to know more about this. I want to feel more about it.
Yes.
I want to know the true meaning behind that. I want to see where it led this person to that, to here, to there. Even when it's back in the Bible days when it was different than it is today, it still stands, presidents.
Right.
It does. Amen. Each and every one of us can live by this Bible in one way or another. Yes. Jesus was in this.
Yes, he was.
But he wasn't in the Old Testament.
Amen. That's right. Praise God.
I've heard people hung up on that because Jesus lived in this.
Amen.
Right.
There are different churches that say that.
Right.
And my mother used to go with every different church there was. She said, son, because you need to know the difference.
Right. Good point.
Yep. I said, well, Mom, we don't know what kind of people they love. She said, they're people.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
But I'll have to tell her, when we went into a church where they had the boxes outside the front door.
Yeah.
We sat down and went back in the back, then they pulled these little things out of the box. We didn't stay long. I said, Mom, you could have got us killed. She said, was you going to go over and bang it? I said, no. But what I'm saying is, we've been to every kind of church there is. And I wasn't even inquisitive enough to say, I want to stay and see what happens. No. People's crazy. Yes. Went to a colored church one time. Pastor stopped, called mother to the front to sing. And I play guitar, but I play background, just strumming. Come on, Jamie, go hit me. I didn't know the chord or nothing.
Praise God.
But we got up there, and I ain't kidding you, I'm scared to death. I was 17 years old. Sat over in the corner, she started singing. I strummed a few times, then people started shouting, running. I didn't even have to play anymore. But I got something out of it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That wasn't playing around.
That's right.
Praise God.
I had a cold chill on me.
Praise God.
Not because I was scared. I trembled when I got up there because I was scared. Yes. But I had a cold chill on me. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because then people shouting.
Yes.
I got something off of it.
Yes.
And then it got closer to me. And the chill gets better.
Yeah.
Glory, right. But that's what I'm saying. We went to so many different types and got something different from each and every one.
Yes.
Yes, there were some that won't go back.
Amen.
And some spoke right through our soul.
Amen.
How many of us needed that?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I need it every day.
Me too, bro.
Praise God.
I love my toes stepped on.
Yes.
Well, you're crazy. Brand new boots. So what?
That's right.
So what? Stomp them, preacher.
Praise God.
Come on.
Yeah,
amen. Keeps your heart in check.
That's right.
Amen.
Keeps your mind in check.
Yes, it does.
Hallelujah.
Keeps that in check.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
How many of us need that?
Amen.
Amen.
But as I'm closing, never close without asking anybody else for prayer.
Amen.
For anything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody wants to come up for prayer?
Oh,
loved ones. Whatever's going on in your life, family members,
Let it go. Let every father to hang on.
We all come together as one. We got to believe together.
God was praying every time.
Love one another. We'll never be able to love as much God loved us.
Lord, it's not slack.
Let's do our part for each other.
God, in every way. Yes, do it.